Just connection in the 10.
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash, the difference between charity and a gift. When he does not see results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he has made efforts but sees no progress in his work.
Meaning not only that he does not attain what he wants, but also he is disappointed with investing so much his life. Suppose he's 10, 20 years on this way and what? Nothing. You understand, Niv? You could have, finished a few more universities, doctorates, become a professor or something, and what do you have as a result? You're not even successful at being despaired, disappointed.
That time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is with sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state. And so on repeatedly.
And here we have to understand that we have to collect, really collect all the despairs, all the exertions, until the measure, the quota is filled. I'm interested in all of these things. I don't forget about the disappointments. This is my future kli about the despairs.
Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertion in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain, each time at not having been granted the vikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor has been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator, since now he has a real kli.
Next.
Excerpt number 11 from Rabash. Jacob dwelled in the land where his father had lived. One must believe that the Creator has created the world with benevolence, and the evil in his body removes him from all the good. That is, when he comes to learn Torah, he finds it utterly tasteless. And also, when he comes to perform some mitzvah, he finds it utterly tasteless because the evil inclination in his body has the power not to let him believe in the Creator above reason by taking out every flavor. Whenever he begins to approach something spiritual, he feels that everything is dry without any moisture of life. And since a person began his work, he was told, and he believed that he was told, that the Torah is the Torah of life, as it is written, "For they are your life and the length of your days." And as it is written, "More desirable than gold, than much fine gold, and sweeter than honey and the honeycomb." But when one considers this and sees that the evil inclination is to blame for everything, and strongly feels the bad that it is causing him, then he feels on himself what is written, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous." That is, that the verse was said about him. At that time, he looks at what the verse says afterwards, "But the Lord delivers him out of them all." At that time, he begins to cry out to the Creator to help him, because he has already done everything that he could think of doing, but nothing helped. And he thinks that everything that you find within your power to do, that do, was said about him. At that time comes the time of salvation, the salvation of the Creator delivering him from the evil inclination, to the extent that from this day forth, the evil inclination will surrender before him and will not be able to incite him into any transgression.
You too. Okay, where are we?
Excerpt number 12 from Rabash, what is eating their fruits in this world and keeping the principle for the next world in the work. In the work, when one sees that it is hard to get what he wants, he escapes from the work. He says, I believe that there are people who have been rewarded and to whom the Creator gave the desire to bestow. But this was because they were more gifted than I am. But a person like me, with worse qualities than others, has no chance of meriting this. Hence he escapes the campaign and begins to work like the general public. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it's written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to the God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work, because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.